It's about 3:40 in the afternoon on January 7th, and I'm calling you from the very top of El Hoste El Serrano, the highest point in Chile, second highest point in the Western Hemisphere, and it's a beautiful day up here, the best day I've seen, not much wind. My altimeter says we're at exactly 6,900 meters. Certainly, if anyone in the Western Hemisphere is higher than us right now, it could only be if someone happens to be on Aconcagua. Well, by the way, I hope a few of us are successful in standing in a short time. But back to this climb and this mountain, everybody did great. We got up at 4 o'clock or 2:30 this morning. By 4, we were moving away from our hut. Brian actually decided only about 10 minutes into the climb that it wasn't his day in return. Then about 4 hours up, before we reached the glacier, both Roger and Nikki, who had been mentioning several times through the morning to me that they were thinking about going back, finally decided they were going to head down. So they went down with us, Waldo, one of the Chilean guides. And the last thing Roger said to me, I could still go and walk to Cabo, can't I? And I said, certainly you can. But what I got to talk about now is Bob Packer, age 69, and Ken, and of course, Juan Chel, the other guy, and myself. We stuck with it. It was 10 and a half hours of climbing. We got here at 2:10. And as Bob said, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. And coming from Bob, there's a lot of very hard things he could do that he has done. Right at the rock pitch that leads us up to the very top, it was kind of interesting because Bob took one look at it and said, that's fourth class, meaning not quite the highest grades of technical climbing. But once he was on it, he said, yes, this is fifth class. And then he proceeded to get a cramp in one of his legs while he was trying to make the hardest move. So we continue to have adventure as we step right onto the very summit of Ojos. We just got word from Leia that all the rest of the team, Nikki, Roger, and Brian, are all the way back down at 70,200 feet where the vehicle is. This little party that reached the summit is going to descend slowly, and we'll be getting back down to high camp in a few hours, and I'll report to you from there.